I will hand over to Jabba.
Thank you. So we will move on to agenda paper 2, which discusses the proposed amendments to IS-19. These proposed amendments specify that when an entity remeasures its net defined benefit liability applying paragraph 99 of IS-19, it uses the updated assumption to measure current service cost and net interest for the remainder of the reporting period. When developing these proposed amendments, the board thought there would be no change to whether and when entities remeasure the net defined benefit liability. However, some respondents said that the proposed amendments could change the frequency and timing of remeasurements. In responding to these concerns, we, the staff, had initially proposed excluding minor plan events from the scope. The committee did not agree with our analysis and recommended that the board not exclude these minor plan events from the scope of the amendments. The board discussed the committee's recommendations at its meeting in December. In presenting the committee's recommendations to the board, we noted that the proposed amendments, if finalized, could change whether and when entities remeasure the net defined benefit liability. Accordingly, we recommended that the board update the discussion in the basis for conclusions. Some board members had reservations about updating this explanation. These members thought that such a change may not reflect the views of committee members. Accordingly, the board asked us to consult with the committee to consider the implications of including minor plan events in the scope of the amendments. So paragraph 21 to 39 of the paper provide our analysis of the issue. Based on our analysis, we think the amendments lead to appropriate outcomes which are aligned with the objective of these amendments. We have received some questions about how we would update the basis. In the revised basis, we would not comment on whether and how the frequency and timing of remeasurement might be affected. We would simply note that in assessing whether applying the requirements in paragraph 99 of IS-19, the requirement to remeasure your net defined benefit liability, in assessing whether that requirement would be material, an entity would consider a wider set of reported amounts. Accordingly, we think the committee should recommend that the board finalize the proposed amendments to IS-19 with no substantive changes in respect to minor plan events and update the explanation in the basis. I will now turn your attention to question on page 12 of the paper and ask if you agree with our recommendation.
See you twitching.
Well, anyways, I agree with the staff proposals, and I also agree with the staff proposal to amend the basis for conclusions not to give a steer as to whether it would affect the timing or frequency of remeasurement, because that's, in my mind, is based on a materiality decision, and the preparer would consider the materiality of the plan amendment to the context of the finance statements as a whole. So I would agree.
Thank you.
I also want to say I agree with the staff conclusion of this. I just want to add one thing. I really like the example you provided. The example enabled me to make sure that the amendment is providing more useful information.
Thank you. Bruce?
Thanks very much. I also agreed with the staff's conclusion, and to be honest with you, I didn't really see how we got to an alternative, given that I think that we've got the materiality override in ISA. Once it's material and we have to make the adjustments, we'd have to do it, so I agree with that.
John?
I agree with staff amendments. I mean, I'm not in favour of trying to define a threshold for remeasurement, so I agree with it. I think the paper does talk about the impact on current service costs and interest costs post the amendment. But it doesn't also say there could be a material impact on SCI as a result of the amendment. So, given that we're not going to say anything about that issue, I think it's moved, but just to point that out.
Thank you. Body, Tony?
Yeah, so I also agree with where staff's got to. I thought it was a very good paper, did a much better job of articulating the logic for this conclusion than I think I managed at the last meeting when I tried to do the same thing. I also agree that it makes sense not to refer to the frequency of revaluations, but to set out the logic and the process that companies will have to go through to determine whether or not the impact is material. And I was going to say the same thing as John, that there's potentially an impact on OCI as well as the income statement.
Just to continue the positive trend, I also very much agree with the staff. I thought the paper was very helpful. One thing that I did wonder, because I think it may be helpful for constituents, is that on my initial comments, I wrote down some comments and then went back to the table in paragraph 29 and realized that that table said exactly what my comments asked for. And so if there were some way that the staff might be able to weave either that table or something similar into the amendments, I think that would be very helpful to constituents to help them understand the effect and understand when they do need to remeasure and when they don't.
Very good.
Okay, I'll take that on board. Martin.
Yep. I was surprised about the paragraph 35 that service costs have not to be adjusted in the current reading of the standard while settling a pension plan or so. But anyhow, I agree with the staff. One thing probably to consider when we talk about minor plan events, is there a difference to immaterial plan events? Just to be careful with the language and with the, say, I'm not sure about that.
I think we deliberately stayed away from using immaterial plan event because in considering materiality, you would have to look at the impact on the entire financial statements as a whole. So we deliberately used this term minor plan events to explain it in the paper, and we kind of defined it as a plan event where the effect on past service cost or gain or loss in settlement would be immaterial, without commenting on the entire materiality of the whole.
So we might have two levels, so to say. A minor plan event in never ever leads to an adjustment, so to say, whereas a plan event which is not a minor plan event could be an immaterial plan event for a very big company if it is a smaller pension plan.
Yes, it could be.
But I think what you've highlighted, so obviously, given at least the what appears to be, you know, your recommendation or consensus today, is we won't have to define or talk about minor plan events, say, in the actual requirements, which I think would be helpful for what you say, is that maybe we just need to be very careful that when obviously we include a discussion of this discussion and the basis, we just need to be careful about that sort of minor plan event materiality to make sure we don't cause confusion.
Just to mention that following the decision that was reached by the committee in September, I agree with what the staff proposes.
Thank you.